Every day, McDonald's serves 69 million customers, more than the population of Britain or France. The company has what is estimated to be the most valuable fast food brand in the world, cherished as a cheap dining option for families. But do consumers perceive McDonald's as a socially or environmentally responsible company? If they do not, it is in spite of the best efforts of Bob Langert. In 1988, he took a temporary assignment managing a Ferrari over polystyrene clamshells in which the company's burgers were served and which were being damned for their contribution to America's litter problem. That turned into a 25-year career. He has since left the firm, dealing with the chain's various negative external effects. It was a Herculean task, akin to being fashion consultant to Steve Bannon. Apart from litter, he had to deal with animal welfare, environmental destruction, obesity, and workers' rights. When he began, the company's mascot was being dubbed Ronald McToxic because of the clamshell problem. But he had more success than outsiders might think. His book, The Battle to Do Good, Inside McDonald's Sustainability Journey, is a must-read even for those who are cynical about the business of corporate social responsibility. At times, the fast food chain did not help itself. In the 1990s, it sued two Greenpeace activists for producing leaflets about its practices. The ensuing McLibel trial gave the claims worldwide publicity and was described as the world's biggest corporate PR disaster. Mr. Langert tried to reduce the damage. The company consulted panels of independent experts and engaged with campaigning groups. On occasion, it aimed to keep one step ahead of the activists. McDonald's took action even when there was little sign of public concern. Shaving 1 inch off the napkins saved £3 million of paper annually, for example, but few consumers noticed. Environmentalists did attack the firm for its impact on the Amazon rainforest, saying trees were being cut down to make room for cattle pasture or the expansion of soy farming for cattle feed. In 1989, the company announced that it never has and never will buy beef from recently deforested rainforests, and it has also worked to limit the expansion of soy farming in the region. The rise of veganism amid doubts about the health effects of eating meat have given McDonald's new worries.